And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, of course, as if you didn't know. Well, it's what I'd be, right? But I say that every week. Why not? And tonight, we have a wine that I'm really excited about opening up and trying, and it's from a new place I've never been to before where I purchased this wine. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, because I have a little bit of information about it here. I had a great time purchasing this wine, and I'll tell you all about it later. It's a lot of fun. It's great. I'm really looking forward to trying this wine. It is a Pinotage, and you know how I love a good Pinotage. I'll tell you more about that later. Also, we have some lovely... some food here. It's a lovely dish of food prepared by my lovely wife, Chi. Can we do a take two? Where's my slate? Okay, here we go. Take two. All right. I have this wonderful dish prepared by my lovely wife, Chi, tonight that we're going to use to pair with the wine. Okay. All right. Also, we have some other things going on. We have some national days. Boy, do we have a lot of national days to toast. April 30th is just, it must be the month for national days, or the day for national days, I should say. Can I do a take three? No. Okay. A lot of national days to toast. Some of them pretty cool. I think. And another toast for, I think we had a wedding? I don't know. If they show up today to tell me about it, tonight to tell me about it, we'll toast them. That would be fun. Also, we've got some dad jokes to tell. And jump in the chat with your best and worst dad jokes. You could win a free dad joke book as a result. For your participation, of course. And it's an open chat, so you can ask me all kinds of things. Now, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about religion on the show, so keep it family-friendly, no cursing, keep it family-friendly, because we do have family watching this, families, I should say. And so, if you could, that would be much appreciated. We want to do topics that bring people together, something we can find a commonality with, some common ground on that we can all agree on, because that's what wine does. It brings people together. It does. It really does. Okay, and if you're watching me, if you want to know where you can chat and where you can watch and chat, we are live. We are live on our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. We are live on YouTube. YouTube is Drink with Rick. Just look up Drink with Rick. And on the Twitch site, Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. If you go to twitch.tv/drinkwithrick and the number 1, all one word, Drink with Rick 1. And we're also on Odyssey. Odyssey is at Drink with Rick also. The live feed is actually the name of the wine that we're doing tonight, which is called Nat Valley Wine, but Valley is spelled a little differently. It's like a South African pronunciation. Oh, we'll get into that in just a minute. Okay, and of course, you can chat with me live on all those venues. You can also watch at drinkwithrick.com, drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the post for this live show going on right now, then you'll get a comment box. You can type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but you can respond to me, and I will respond. I will read the responses, the comments, in the next episode of the show, as a matter of fact. So you can put in your comments there. You can also email me. Email me at rick@savoyamedia.com. Right there. Right here. rick@savoyamedia.com. Things get turned around for me a little bit because I'm on this side of the camera, not your side. So I have to remember, I am doing everything in reverse here. Okay. So let me show you what we have to drink tonight. Before we do that, let's get to the chats and let's see who's with us in the chats. And it might be a short show if the chats are quiet tonight. And let's see. Okay, everything is live. Let me make sure everything's live on Odyssey. Ah, everything's live everywhere. So good. We're good. Excellent connections everywhere. So everyone should be able to watch without any interruptions. I know my lovely wife, she tries to watch me on her tablet, and sometimes she has trouble watching on Facebook. It gives her problems as far as the bandwidth is concerned, I guess, and her tablet processing it. So she sometimes has to switch over to YouTube and watch there, or she goes to sleep, whichever comes first. It's okay. It's okay. And my wife's not even watching the show. This is pretty bad. No, all right. Okay, so this is what we're drinking tonight. This is called Nat. Valley. This is spelled V-A-L-L-E-I-J, and I believe that's the pronunciation for it. Valley. It looks like it says Valage, and I wanted to call it Valet, but it's not a valet. It's a valley, I guess. It's a wine from South Africa. You know, I almost forgot to tell you that you can also, if you can't watch now, you can watch later. I know I'm getting ahead of myself here. The podcast version of the show goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays. Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it all. You can listen to it, I mean, on all these venues. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button, if you go to the website on the subscribe page, click on the little blue button that says by email. Put in your email address. You'll get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. Please don't. And, of course, if you want to contribute to the show, you can, because this is a I'm paying all the bills for it, okay? I'm not making money on the show. Trust me, I'm not making money on the show. This is for fun. But I do like to give things away. So if you want to help support the show and help with the giveaways, you can buy me coffee. Go to the website at drinkwithrick.com. Buy me coffee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever you want. It's okay. You're under no obligation to do that. And, you know, if you can't afford it, please don't, because you need to eat more than I need to do this, okay? Trust me. Okay. So let's get back to the wine for just a minute. Is that what we're here for? More or less. Okay. To the wine. This is what we're drinking. It's called Nat Valley. This is a Pinotage, naturally fermented Pinotage. So this is not, I guess it's not with added sulfites. This is a naturally fermented wine. They often throw in a lot of added sulfites in here, in you know, these wines to ferment them a little more and to draw more of the sugars out and to draw more of the alcohol, raise the alcohol content. But this is naturally fermented. There you go. Let me read the back of this wine. This is what we have on the back. Pinotage, the uniquely South African grape. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. Origin, Darling is an area 1 hour north of Cape Town. Soil, decomposed granite. Viticulture, dryland bush vines planted on northeastern facing slopes. Vinification, picked by hand, naturally fermented in open concrete tanks with manual pitch-age punch downs. Aged in a combination of concrete eggs and seasoned barrels to achieve a wine that is fresher in style and expresses authenticity. Made and bottled on Nat Valley, natvalleywines.co.za, in South Africa. And wine of origin, Darling, wine of South Africa, imported by Canopy Wine Selections, Piermont, New York, canopywines.com. There is 12.5% alcohol by volume, ABV, in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. Now, let me explain that. The 12.5% alcohol, that seems a little low. It is a little low in the lower side. And once again, that's because this is naturally fermented, and which is really really the way to drink wine. It really is. You know, having some of these jacked up alcohol levels in wines, it's really not healthy in long term, I think. And it's something that's really not the way to drink wine. I don't personally like to drink wines that are really high in alcohol, because then you start tasting the alcohol in the wine, and it kind of takes away from the enjoyment of the grape, you know what I mean? And all of the nuances of flavors that come along with that particular wine and that grape. So really, 12.5%, that's fine. That's fine. Maybe a little lower might be okay. At my age, probably. So let me check the chats one more time. I see that my lovely wife, Chi, is watching. So hi, Chi, and thank you for the lovely dish. Oh, I have to show you what she made. I have to show you what she prepared for us. Okay, this is what she prepared for us to pair with the wine tonight. We have, what is this? This is a some steak that I had earlier this evening for dinner. This is a leftover. And porterhouse, I believe. And no, we don't have steak every night, okay? Just, we had some tonight, and we kind of looked down on that, but we don't have steak every night. We don't even have steak every 3 or 4 nights or anything like that. We you know, it's special occasion. I'll tell you some more about some of that later. But anyway, we have also for the cheeses, we have the unexpected cheddar with Parm, and we have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda. We have some grapes, which these grapes taste like candy hearts. Believe it or not, yeah, it's kind of like a special grape that they grew. Tasted like candy hearts. And she made some chocolate dipped strawberry dipped in chocolate covered strawberry. So that should be nice. We should taste that too. Like, I really need all that, but I'm really trying. Well, not really trying that hard. I didn't try that hard last week when I was eating out a lot, but I've got to cut this down. I really got Podfest is coming in a month, and I want to be in better shape than I am now to go do that event. Okay, so that's what we have to pair with the wine to pair with tonight. And let me check Twitch one more time. Quiet in the chat on Twitch at the moment. I'll tell you what, this is really, at least in our area, this is too nice of a Saturday night to be sitting here watching me, right? If you're here, I'm glad you're here, but it's too nice outside to be doing that at night. I guess everybody's out and about. But Dan's in the chat on Facebook, and Dan says, "Hi, Rick, cheers, happy Saturday." Well, cheers right back at you, Dan, and happy Saturday to you too. And if when Amy shows up here, we might do a toast. She said something to me early on when we were arranging to get the joke book that she won last week. She mentioned something. I think I'd like to toast, if I can do that, if it's okay. You can tell me. And anyway, where was I? Okay. All right, let's go ahead and open this wine. Now, I've got an interesting... If you didn't notice from the photo, you notice at the top, it's a little bit different there. It's a wax seal. It's not your typical foil seal there, but it's a wax seal. And the thing about the wax seal, people don't come across these too often. There are some wines that do have that. I like it, actually. But some folks don't know how to deal with a wine that's sealed in wax like this. Very simple trick to it, and I'm going to demonstrate it with my mechanical corkscrew tonight. Dan says, "Oh, Rick, you are the man." No, Dan, you are the man. I'm going to tell you, you are the man, but I appreciate it. All right, this is how you remove the foil, wax seal. First, you put the corkscrew in there, then you draw out the cork, and it's as simple as that. That's how you do it. You don't spend a lot of time trying to pick it. No, I got to get this foil, this wax seal off. No, that's how you do it. Simple as that. You just punch it in there, pull it out. That's it. Very simple. Now, the fun part is trying to get the cork off the mechanical corkscrew. Here we go. But we got it. It's right here. South African wine. Now, let me tell you something about Pinotage wines. Pinotage, which I tried for the first time a few years ago, which, you know, I really have learned a lot from doing this stream. And it's not just about streaming, live streaming, and which I have learned a lot about that over the years, and about wine, which I've learned a lot about wine. But one of the things I learned about was some of the histories behind some of these wines and the grapes behind them. And the interesting thing about this wine, Pinotage, and I think I mentioned it before, but this is South Africa's very own grape. There's a history behind it. It was developed in South Africa, and it is a blend. It is one grape, and it is a blend of Saison and Pinot Noir. Saison and Pinot Noir blended, kind of grafted into one grape, and they grow these in South Africa, and in the late 40s or so, they started making their own wines from them. They perfected this, developed it. Maybe it was a little bit after the 40s. It was after World War II. And then they've really developed this wine. It's even won some awards. South Africa has its very own wine grape. Pretty amazing, huh? All right, so we're going to pour a little bit of this into... Ooh, almost forgot. We have the aerator in place. And to hold the grape nectar, I have my genuine Galway Irish crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. And Amy's in the chat. Amy says, cheers, Rick. Happy Saturday, and happy Saturday to you too, Amy. I'm going to do some toasting here in a little bit. Special toast for a special couple. But we'll do that in just a little bit. All right, so we have poured a little bit of this grape nectar into the genuine Irish crystal glass. Give it a little bit of a swirl here. And we're going to set it aside for a few moments to open up. And while it's doing that, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I have to tell you about how I came across this bottle of wine. Now, I've heard of Nat. Didn't know where to get it, heard of it. And Pinotage wines in general are not easy to come by here in the States all the time. Some places will have one or two. Some places don't have any. Your local supermarket, you know, a lot of local supermarkets generally don't carry any. But if you go to a specialty wine shop, like, say, wine store, you know, the one I shop in Blakeney here, or in a couple of other specialty wine shops like... the one that I go to in Blowing Rock, Sunset and Vine, they'll have a couple, but they won't have a wider range. They'll have one or two. And that's true of any of the wine shops, especially wine shops. I found this one kind of completely by accident. A couple of weeks ago, we were up in Raleigh. We had to go up to Raleigh, North Carolina for an event for my daughter. They were having the East Coast Gaming Developers Conference up there, and she attended that with her friends for a couple of days. And while we were there, we stayed at a hotel that I didn't know. You know, we just went to the hotel. We had no idea. You know, my wife just booked a hotel that was somewhere near the convention center. And she said, well, this looks like a pretty good hotel. So we stayed there. And on our first night there, I looked out the window, and it's facing a row of pubs on the street. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is interesting. We have all of these little pubs on the street right outside our window. And I said, well, we kind of have to check that out. So the next night we checked around. It turns out that this hotel is sitting smack dab in the middle of like Beer and Wine Row. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to call it. It is where pretty much in that area downtown, in downtown Raleigh, where you have all of the pubs and all the really great wine shops. And I was like, well, this is great. And best of all, it was in walking distance. It was all within, you know, a 3 or 4 block radius. So I didn't even have to drive. Yes, I did not have to drive. And I tell you not to drink and drive. I didn't have to do that. So, okay, needless to say, a great time was had by me. We got to go to a beer garden that apparently won the Guinness Book of World Records for the most beer taps. The most beer taps on the wall anywhere. There's something like 400 of them. And then I found, and the next day, let me get the card here. I found this place called the Wine Feed, which is a little wine shop, kind of a little hole in the wall, in just like a block away from our hotel. And I spent a bit of time there. We checked it out, and they had some really nice wines. I walked in, I talked to, I believe her name was Kara, and really, really nice and knowledgeable about the wines there. And we were looking over the wines, and I said, would you happen to have any Pinotage? And she said, as a matter of fact, we do. And she walked over, and there, sitting there, was this lovely bottle of Nat. And I said, you know, I kind of wanted to try this. It was a surprise to me. Okay, I've got it, this bottle of Nat wine. And that's kind of where we're. I know, long story, not short. But I really didn't know that much about this wine. I looked it up online. There are some about the wine, the natvalleyco.za, that's the website. The Nat Valley Farm has been around since 1715, according to their website, 1715. So they've been around for a couple hundred years, 300 years or so. pretty long time to be in the winemaking business. So these winemakers must really have their winemaking down. So impressed, I went around the internet looking for more information on it. And I found a few places. Not too many places had it, at least here in the United States. I went to WineFeed's website. WineFeed is thewinefeed.com. And they had it. I bought one, but they say they're sold out. So they don't put the pricing on the wines if the wine's sold out. So, they didn't have the pricing there. I checked around. Canopy had some information. Canopywines.com had a little bit of information on the Pinotage. And they said that it's a lighter and a fresher style than some of the other Pinotage. So I don't know. We'll see. And Cellar Tracker has it for, well, they have it listed, the 2021. This is the 2021 vintage, by the way. Nat Valley Pinotage. They didn't really have a lot of tasting notes or reviews on it. They just some really brief tasting notes. But people seemed to like it, those who tried it. 86 points there. And I thought it was interesting that on Vivino had it listed. They said not enough ratings. They couldn't rate the wine because there were only one or two people that posted ratings on it. So they didn't really have a rating on the wine itself. So that's interesting. They didn't have a whole lot of information on it. But I did find a little bit on their website on the wine that tells me that It seems to go well with a few items. There's mostly history on here. Simonsberg, Pearl, Sasson. They have a lot of Sasson wines on their website. A lot of Sasson wines. So it's not a big surprise that they would go in and put together a Pinotage as well. This is not that old of a wine. Now, I did look it up in my 1001 Wines to Try Before You Die book. They're given to me by my good friend Ed. Wasn't listed, but nonetheless, we're going to try it out. Amy says, Roadkill Bill approves of that. Yeah, of everything within walking distance. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so I think this wine's opened up a little bit, so we can go ahead and try it. Let me check the chats one more time. Make sure we're good there. And let's go ahead and give this wine a little bit of a taste. Let me double check and make sure I'm, okay. Everything's going fine. That's good. Let's get a whiff. Interesting. Quite fruity. Not unexpected for a Pinotage. Quite fruity. A hint of sweetness on the tongue, but it goes down very dry. Very smooth. There's some tannins in the wine. It's kind of like medium tannin. But this wine is surprisingly smooth. Interesting. Not a lot of tannin. Some tannin, but not as tannic as I would have thought it would be. Because when I went to some of these sites like Vivino and whatever, they said it was really bold and really tannic and all this. I'm not getting this in this wine. In fact, this wine doesn't look bold. It's kind of a medium. It's very clear, nice, beautiful ruby color, but it's not really dark. It's not dark. Some of the other places I online, they're saying that it was very, very dark complexion. I don't see that here. It's actually very, if you can kind of tell here, it's not super light, but it tastes lighter than I expected. It really, really does. And it's fairly smooth. Yeah. There's a little tannin in it, but it's not a whole lot here. Interesting because it is a very dry wine. It reminds me of some of the lighter Pinot Noirs that I've tried in the past and some that we reviewed in the past. I could say right off the bat, this is a very easy drinking wine, and I think it could go very, very well at dinner parties when you want to serve a wine to someone and, maybe you're just drinking wine with a little bit of finger foods and you're not really eating a whole meal. This is a wine would probably go good with a whole meal, but, and we'll try that out in just a few minutes, but I really think that this is a wine that is easy drinking on its own. I like this. I really like this wine so far. Of course, all right, maybe I'm a little biased because I like Pinotage wines, but this is a little light for a Pinotage. I don't want to say Pinot Noir. I don't want to get people confused. This is kind of light for a Pinotage, I think. I've had bolder Pinotages before. Ooh. This is a really easy drinking wine. It has a very soft finish. It goes down very smooth, very easy. It's not a real lingering finish. It's a soft finish. And I think one reason for that is because of the fact that it is naturally fermented. I think that makes a big difference. The fact that the alcohol level is lower, only 12.5%, I think that makes a huge difference. Because I can really taste the wine. Now, what I'm getting in this wine is I'm getting some plum, primary plum. This is, I want to say it's kind of juicy, but not in the way that you'd expect it to be. It's the tannins that make it a little bit juicy, but I'm getting mostly plum, hint of a strawberry, something else. I some spice in there that I can't make out at the moment. But it's really, I really like this wine. This is a very, I like Pinotage in general anyway, but I really am liking this wine so far. We're going to pair it with some foods in just a moment. But before we get there, let's go ahead back to the chats, check the chats out. And Amy, I agree, Roadkill Bill would approve of staying near where you're going to drink and not drinking and driving. Absolutely. Right, Bill? Yeah, I think he agrees. Yeah, I'll bring him up later. let's see, where are we? Okay, back to the chats. Checking the chats, everything looks okay. We are on Twitter, by the way. You can tweet me if you want. You can tweet me live on Twitter, at Drink with Rick. I did forget to mention that, didn't I? Yeah, we are live on Twitter. Such as it is. People that watch on Twitter, they're just kind of passively watching. They don't usually tweet me unless they, you know, sometimes they'll follow or sometimes they'll make a comment later or whatever. But usually people that are watching on Twitter are just kind of passively watching. Not a big deal. It's the same thing with YouTube. YouTube, we'll get folks watching in YouTube sometimes that get in the chat. But more often than not, they're just, once again, kind of passively watching, not really getting actively engaged. A lot of our active engagement actually comes from Twitch and Facebook. So, because that's where people, you know, that's where people get in and start chatting socially in the chat, which is cool. But Twitch is a completely different animal, so to speak. And it's really designed for community. So that's why you'll get a lot of community involvement. And we do have viewers on Twitch right now. And I want to say, here's to you. Jump in the chat and say hi. Don't be afraid, but it's okay. If you just want to watch, that's good too. I know a lot of people who just watch, and that's okay. All right, so I'm liking the wine. Let's go ahead and pair it with the food. Camera 3 is up. Let's try it with the steak first. I'm going to just get a little bit. I'm not going to eat this whole thing because the steak's a little chewy. I had some earlier tonight. Steak's a little bit on the chewy side. So we'll try that out. Good steak, though. My wife marinated it. She marinated it just right. She didn't marinate it. Yeah, just wait till I get down this bottle. Then it'll be really fun. Now I'll really start mixing my merge up. I'll tell you what's chewy. Not this wine. It's this steak. The porterhouse. Goes nice with the steak. Good with the steak. You know, I think this might actually be good with a good hearty burger. It goes good with the steak, but I'm thinking if you want a mix of something with veggies and stuff like that, all kinds of stuff in it, you know, a really packed burger, I think it would be good with a great big burger. I think I'd like that. I'm not dissing the steak. I'm just thinking, you know, this would probably be a good burger kind of wine. All right, let's clear the palate a little bit. And let's go back to camera 3. And let's try it with the unexpected cheddar with parm. This may be unexpected. I don't know. We'll find out. This is good cheese, by the way. A mix of cheddar and Parmesan. And this is a fairly sharp cheddar. Now, these are the kind of cheeses, these hard cheeses that go well with some good bold wines. I don't know how it's going to play out here. A little on the sweet side. I have to try that again. Unexpected cheddar with parm, take two. Well, it adds a little sweetness to both. Let's try that again. It does. Nice pairing, and I'm not sure if it's the cheddar or the Parmesan that does this, but I think it's the Parm. Adds some sweetness to a little bit to the wine and vice versa. Just a hint. Just a hint. That was pretty good. I liked it with the cheese. Let's go back to, I just cleared the palate again. Let's go back to camera 3 and let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. This should be very, very interesting. That's as creamy as ever. Now, the Double Cream Gouda will really interact best with a wine with a lot of tannin in it, or a wine that's also, it goes good with a Pinot Noir. Why not? I like the combination. It's a winning combination. I think I liked it better with the Parm, but it's not bad at all with the Double Cream Gouda. I kind of like that. I like it with the Double Cream Gouda. Pretty good. Overall, good pairing. We'll try, there are a couple of other items here. If you go back to camera 3, there's the grapes and there's the strawberry. We'll try the chocolate strawberry last. The dessert last, right? Dinner first before dessert. That's how it works. Look at the palate again. Let's taste some more wine. But overall, I think it's a nice, pairs pretty well with a lot of these foods. Now, my wife offered me some fish to try this with. I don't really think this is a fish kind of wine. You really want to serve a lot of the wines that go better with fish are more white wines. And, it depends on the fish, too. It depends on the kind of fish. I mean, some of the wine, like a buttery wine, more like a Chardonnay, might go better with certain types of fish that are kind of, that are like cooked in a butter, oil, that kind of thing. And then you have the other types of fish that are a little bit drier that might go best with you could probably do a white Zinfandel with some fish. I don't know. I've never tried that. I don't even know a lot of fish, so I really don't know. I'm not an expert on matching fish with wine per se, but I do know that it's really best to serve one with a white wine. And some people prefer fairly sweet white wines with some of their fish, although I, of course, do prefer a dry wine. But I don't have fish that often, so I can't really say for sure whether that would... I don't know. I should try that. I should try doing more fish with wines. I really should. I've got to open my palate up a little bit more and my horizons and try more of that. I'm not really a fish person, really. Okay, so let's see what's going on Twitch in the chats. Okay. We got folks watching everywhere, but kind of quiet in the chats. Well, Dan and Amy, I'm glad you're here and my lovely wife, Chi, of course, we'll do a little toasting later. Maybe sooner than later. Very, very close to that. As a matter of fact, let's do that now. Why don't we do that now? Amy, by the way, I've got your dad joke book is on the way to you. Thanks for participating last week. The dad joke book is on its way. I've been told that it might arrive tomorrow. I don't know. I can't say for that for sure because it's really up to the shipper. It might not arrive till Monday. I've been told tomorrow many times by this company, and I can't I don't want to go too much in the weeds in there. I have my... I got to just stop right now. Anyway. See, I don't want to get myself in trouble here too much with... And it's coming from Amazon. I don't want to get in too much in trouble with Jeff Bezos and company. Because I am on Twitch, you know. I don't want them to start getting upset with me. If I start... Because the last time I did that... this happened once before. I don't even want to get into this too much. But somehow, one of my episodes was kind of removed from one of the venues after I made a few comments. So I'm not saying that I was censored per se, but after I said something about it and questioned it, then somehow it wound up back on that venue. It was an episode of Drink with Rick on Amazon Music. It's Amazon Music, Amazon Podcast now. I don't know what they call it anymore. best to leave that alone. Anyway, so Amy, congratulations, by the way, on the book. You should be receiving it shortly. If you don't, let me know right away. Now, you sent me a really nice note when you were giving me your address and information. You told me something else that I did not know. Why don't you tell us about it now? If you can, if it's okay. Because I think I have a toast ready, right? So if you're good for that, just tell me what it is and we can toast it if it's good to that. If you're okay with it, so I'll give her a minute or two to respond. I've got all night. I've got a bottle of wine. Well, it's getting towards half a bottle of wine pretty quickly. We only don't have all night. When the wine's gone, it's gone. I'll tell you what, this is an easy drinking wine. I'll say that. Let me check the other chats here real quick. And then we'll get into some national days as well. All right. We are definitely live on the website, Drink with Rick. So everything's working fine. I'm surprised at how smoothly this feed is going. This live stream is going tonight. I'm really surprised. I usually have one or two, you know, that give me problems, and then I'm always like distracted because I'm trying to fix some kind of a problem. Usually it's Facebook, but you know, not always. But tonight, it's just everything's running so smoothly. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. So, knock on the wood. It could change at any moment. So, Amy says, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to toast. Amy says, I am now Mrs. Gildenhorn. Dan and I tied the knot on Thursday. How about that? So, Dan and Amy... You tied the knot on Thursday, officially wedded. This is exciting. This is exciting news. So I have some fireworks ready. Yes, for Dan and Amy, I want to say congratulations. Congratulations on your marriage. And may you have many, 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 many. And I could throw a couple more many, many's in there. Years of wedded bliss. May you have a lifetime of wedded bliss. And may you have great success in your lives and your marriage. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart and from the top and everywhere in between. Here's to Dan and Amy Gildenhorn. Congratulations. I'll drink to that. And I'll congratulate you again. Because I have plenty of wine. Won't last too long, though. I can say, oh, my goodness. This is an easy drinking wine. I better be careful. To Dan and Amy, congratulations. And you can clip that if you want. That's fine. You can do that. And Amy says, oh, cheers to you, Rick. And Dan suddenly got quiet. Dan, you are the man. Dan the man. There you go. So Dan says, thank you, Rick. Super sweet of you. I'm just excited for the two of you. I really, really am. That's exciting. Okay, so you know what though? This is like two weeks in a row, because last week I think we toasted that Square guy and Darcy, who they're known on Twitch as the Square guy and Darcy Stardust, but. Yeah, I know that Square Guy's real name. he's a good friend of mine. He and Darcy are good friends of mine, and they tied the knot last week. And this week, Dan and Amy tied the knot this past week. So I've got two weddings being toasted, or I'm toasting two weddings 2 weeks in a row. I wonder if we can make it for three somehow. We need another wedding here next week. I love weddings. I love weddings, and okay, yeah, I like wedding cake too, too much, but I love weddings. Not just for the cake. Come on, it's a happy time, and we need more weddings. We need more happy events in this world, don't we? We do. I'm all for that. Okay, and my lovely wife, Chi, and I, we've been married for over 28 years, going on 29, and I remember our wedding day, and it was just such an exciting time. You know, funny thing that happened on our wedding day, we had this, what was it, a 4 or 5 tier cake, wedding cake that was sitting there, and after the wedding, during the reception, everybody was having a great time. We catered, I think we catered barbecue and everything. We just had a great time. And then someone decided, well, let's go cut the wedding cake. And I wasn't really supervising. Nobody was. I mean, everybody was just kind of cutting a piece of the wedding cake. But they started from the bottom. Nobody took the top tiers off the cake and started serving to everybody. Everybody was just kind of cutting it, and they started cutting it from the bottom tier. And at some point, there was... they got enough of the section in the bottom tier that the cake, being top-heavy, just kind of fell over. So a lot of the cake, we did salvage quite a bit, about half the cake, but a lot of the cake just wound up falling over on the floor. And that was a memorable moment. Oh, yeah, I know. It was all of a sudden the screams were, oh, no, the cake! Well, those were my screams. Because I saw the cake, I was like, wow, that was some good cake, too. I'm like, oh, no, not the cake! Take the barbecue, not the cake. No, the barbecue was good too. But yeah, that was a very memorable moment at our wedding. We did have a couple of memorable moments, actually. It's not about me. I'm just reminiscing. I hope your wedding was really, really great and you didn't have any glitches or anything like that, Dan and Amy. I hope everything worked well for you. I hope your wedding was beautiful. I'm sure it was. Amy says, matchmaker Rick. Well, I'm not quiet, but I tell you what, I do feel good about weddings, and it's just something about weddings. It's just a really exciting time. Really, really is. Okay, so let's toast some national days. How about that? Switching gears a little bit, because we do have some national days to toast. And boy, we have a long list of national days. I'm going to have to go easy on this wine, because it has to last the national days here. Okay, so April 30th, which is today, for another hour and 2 minutes. Get a little more wine here. It's National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Now, this is kind of near and dear to my heart. Boy, I'm tongue-twisting my words all over the place tonight. This is near and dear to my heart. Pets, I love dogs and cats. And, you know, dogs are very, you know, we just lost our dog, Tommy's dog, Cosmo, last fall. And it still hits me. I still think about Cosmo a lot. He was just such a super sweet dog, just a great dog. And so shelter pets, National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. You know how many pets are just waiting to be adopted from these shelters, and some of them have been abused, some of them just neglected, abandoned, whatever. And you know, pets have feelings too. They do. I mean, we've had. I can tell you, Cosmo had feelings. I can tell you, he definitely had feelings. National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. I think I'm all for that. Here's the National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Oh, you know what I forgot? There we go. Near the wave. National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. Now we come to a really good one. Do you know what bubble tea is? Everybody does, except me, apparently. Well, I know, but I didn't know for a long time. I didn't know what bubble tea was until I was educated on bubble tea. I love tea, but I didn't really, bubble tea was not something, I'd heard of it, but I didn't really know much about it. Today is National Bubble Tea Day. Believe it or not, National Bubble Tea Day. Now, Chi, did you know it was National Bubble Tea Day? You should have, because you didn't. You missed it. Okay. Bubble tea is also known as boba tea. And according to nationaldaycalendar.com, which is where I'm getting some of this from, if you don't know what bubble tea is, celebrate by indulging in the best that bubble tea has to offer, from creamy milk tea to refreshing green tea to fruity slushies, all customizable with different toppings, sugar level, and ice level. This is coming from nationaldaycalendar.com. I'm reading this from Marlo Anderson's site. He's the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. In the 1980s, the Taiwanese developed a beverage combining the freshness of natural tea, the wholesome creaminess of milk, and the fun of delicious bubbles. The bubbles, also known as boba or pearls, are made from tapioca and complements any drink, no matter what it is. Choose from teas with or without milk, ice, sugar, and a plethora of toppings. Bubble tea is for everyone, as the assortment of recipes and ingredients that go into making bubble will have something you'll like for sure. Be creative. Personalize your own drinks however you desire. Between its sweet creaminess and explosively fun popping bubbles, we promise that you'll be hooked at the first sip. And they did call it boba tea in the second paragraph there. That's from nationaldaycalendar.com. My wife is hooked on boba tea. And they call it boba, they call it bubbles tea in some places, and they call it boba tea in other places. Now, a square guy, Darcy, who I mentioned before, they often talk about having boba tea. Sometimes they have a boba tea during their live streams on Twitch. And they talk about it a lot. Well, my lovely wife, Chi, she's become hooked. I mean, she says she's hooked on it, so she must be hooked. She's become really hooked on boba tea. And there just so happens to be a place down the road from where we live that serves boba tea. So she will jump in her car, and she works from home, as I do a lot of the time. She'll take a break. She'll take her lunch break or whatever, and then she'll jump in the car and says, I'm going to go get some boba tea. She drives to this place, gets her boba tea, comes back with it. She's had her boba tea, and she's happy. She loves her boba tea, and she really goes. She'll have it two or three times a week. Pretty sure it's that often, because it seems like she's always telling me, hey, I'm going to go get some boba tea. Going to get my boba tea. She doesn't say, I'm going to get some boba tea. She says, I'm going to go get my boba tea. It's her boba tea. I've never tried it. I really haven't. But from what I've heard from everyone, from a square guy, from Darcy, from Chi, from Tia's tried it as well, I guess. And she likes her boba tea. It's I'm going to have to try it now. I'm going to have to try boba tea or bubble tea. But today is National Bubble Tea Day. I am surprised. I am shocked that she did not know this, because I'm pretty sure that she didn't know this. Chia, if you knew this, I know that you would have jumped in the car and gone down and had some bubble tea. I know you would have done that. I know. So I know you didn't know it was Bubble Tea Day. But today is National Bubble Tea Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? It's not bubble tea, boba tea. It's wine, but I'll drink to that. It's also National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. So I appreciate hairstylists, sure. People say, Rick, who does your hair? Nobody says that. Nobody ever asks me who does my hair. I just volunteer it like anybody cares. Oh, what hair? Okay, what's left of my hair? Okay. Not much hair. But it does, when it grows out, I look like Bozo the Clown. Okay, but so it kind of like sticks out. So I have to have my hair cut. And my lovely wife, she does it. I don't trust anyone to do it but her. She does a fabulous job trimming it down. Don't you think? It looks great, huh? Yeah. So she's been doing my hair ever since we've been married. Before that, even, I think. And in fact, I quit going to the hairstylist or the barber after, you know, she started cutting my hair, because I liked the way she did it. And, well, she will tell you that I like it because it's free. maybe there's a little bit of that in there. I'm not going to lie. Okay. It's a perk. But but primarily, the first time that she did it, because I hadn't really been too happy with people who were cutting my hair before. And the last stylist that I had, I think I had one hairstylist some years ago before I met Chi that I really liked the way she cut my hair, and she did a really good job with it. So I tried to have her do it every time I went there. But then she quit, and then somebody else did it, and I didn't like the way they cut it. I wasn't really happy with it. So when she started cutting my hair, I was like, okay, that's it. Nobody's touching my hair but she. Nobody's touching it but her. But she does a fabulous job on it. Anyway, National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. I appreciate my hairstylist. Yes, because she does a great job and because it's free. Here's the National Hairstylist Appreciation Day. It's also National Honesty Day. And yes, I believe in honesty. And in all honesty, I was completely honest when I told you about why I chose Chi as my hairstylist. Yes, I didn't mention that it was free. See, I'm being completely honest here. Here's to Honesty Day. We should all be honest. We really should. Should all strive for honesty. That's one of the big things about that I've had problems with, you know, and throughout my life with friends. I pick my friends carefully, and people that hang out with it. And honesty is important. And here's the thing: if you can't be honest with yourself, you can't be honest with others. So, you know, don't lie to me. So I know where my shortcomings are. And there are many, to be sure. I'm not going to list them all here for you. She can do that. She constantly reminds me. Not that I need any reminding, but, you know. Here's a National Honesty Day. It's also National Military Brats Day. And I guess I could be called a military brat. My dad served in the Navy for a couple of years. He wasn't a career Navy serviceman, but he did serve in the Navy. It's also National Oatmeal Cookie Day. I love oatmeal cookies. You like oatmeal cookies? I love oatmeal cookies. Here's to National Oatmeal Cookie Day. And it's also National Raisin Day. And here's the thing. I like raisins. And I like oatmeal cookies. But I'm not crazy about oatmeal raisin cookies. You know how some of the oatmeal cookies, they'll put raisins in them? So there's oatmeal raisin cookies. I'm not a big fan of oatmeal raisin cookies. But I do like raisins on their own. And I do like oatmeal. Oh, oatmeal cookies. I like oatmeal too. But I like oatmeal cookies. I just don't like to mix the raisins with the oatmeal cookies, I guess. But here's to National Raisin Day. It's also National First Ladies Day. The last Saturday in April is National First Ladies Day. And we're talking about first ladies from, like, the First Lady, you know, of the United States. National First Ladies Day. It's also National Kiss of Hope Day. That's the last Saturday in April. National Pool Opening Day, last Saturday in April, I guess because it's getting warmer, so they open up the pools. I don't think they're talking about billiards. I think they're talking about pool, you know, like a swimming pool. National Rebuilding Day is the last Saturday in April. All these are last Saturday in April. And the National Sense of Smell Day, last Saturday in April is the National Sense of Smell Day. And you know that sense of smell is important. It goes with the sense of taste. And you need your sense of taste and smell to really appreciate a good wine. So I'm glad I have both. And unfortunately, with COVID, that was an issue because that was one of the symptoms of COVID is that you're losing your sense of smell. In some case, taste, because it goes into mostly sense of smell. That's one of the symptoms. So that, and some people won't get their sense of smell back for, I've heard that some people who've had COVID don't get their sense of smell back sometimes for months. So, you know, that's debilitating. It really is, especially if you like wine. But it is debilitating nonetheless. Here's the National Sense of Smell Day. I'll drink to that. And Real Kitty 56 in the chat, and Real Kitty 56. Real Kitty 56 is glad. I'm glad to see you. It is good to see you. And Real Kitty says, so many holidays on the fronts and ends of months. Hey, yeah, I know. Well, I wouldn't necessarily call them holidays per se. They're national days, but yeah, there's so many on the end of this month. At the end of the, and I guess yeah, I guess the ends of some months they have more than. Then in the middle of the month, but at the end of April, on April 30th, this is a long list of national days. It really is. Amy says, so smooth. oh, Boba Tea, is that what you're saying? And Real Kitty 56 says, anniversaries more like holidays. Yeah. Yeah, anniversary. Yeah. I'll tell you what, let me wrap up these because there are a couple more here. There are two here. One in particular that I do need to make a mention of. Today's National Sarcoidosis Day. Yeah, I know. Let me see if I can say this correctly. National Sarcoidosis Day. Today is National Sarcoidosis Day. And, National, and I have to explain this one a little bit if you're not familiar with what sarcoidosis is. And I'm going to read some of this from nationaldaycalendar.com. National Sarcoidosis Day on April 30th annually raises awareness about a non-contagious immune system disease. While most commonly found in the lungs, sarcoidosis is an inflammatory disease that can affect any part of the body, inside or out. I'm not going to get into all of the symptoms of it at this point. But according to nationaldaycalendar.com, anyone can get sarcoidosis, but it typically attacks people between the ages of 20 and 40. And about half of the cases, sarcoidosis goes away without treatment. In more severe cases for which there is no cure, the symptoms may last for years and cause organ damage. While scientists don't fully understand sarcoidosis yet, Research continues to be done on it in the hopes of finding the cause and a cure. So that's what sarcoidosis is. Anyway, National Sarcoidosis Awareness Day. Let's all be aware of that. Hope we none of us have to suffer from that. Doesn't sound like a good thing at all. Okay, two more items here. Today is National Preparathon Day. National Preparathon Day. I'm reading this from National Day Calendar also because I was unprepared for this. I really didn't know that today was National Preparathon Day. However, working at BuyTwoWayRadios.com and having written numerous articles about preparedness, weather preparedness, I do know that May and June, June 1st, begins National Hurricane Preparedness Day. And I've written several articles on this. I've done a couple podcasts on it. We've done podcasts on it on the Two-Way Radio Show podcast in years past about this event. But National Hurricane Preparedness Day is coming up. But this is a little bit different. This is called National Preparathon Day. And I like to be prepared, as you all know, and this is not really, I'm not really putting together an ad here because this is not a paid ad, but, you know, I keep my Midland ER310 emergency weather radio handy here just in case it's in. And of course, I have some other radios handy because I work for Buy Two-Way Radios, and this is what I do. And by the way, if you want to be prepared, you can go to buytwowayradios.com and get yourself a weather radio or any kind of weather radio. I'm not going to go to a whole pitch, but I will tell you that this show has a promo code, which I've mentioned many times in the past. If you go to buytwowayradios.com, get any kind of radio or radio accessories, use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout, and you can save 5% off the entire order. So WINESHOW, WINESHOW. Use the promo code WINESHOW. You can get 5% off the entire order, and that includes any kind of weather radio, MERS, GMRS, FRS radios, business radios, yeah, weather radios, you know, any kind of radio that we have, marine radios, airband radios, all that. You save 5% off the entire order. But weather radios in particular, it's important to be prepared. It really is. So, and once again, the promo code is given to me, you know, as a paid endorsement. This is not a paid endorsement. What it is my boss said, you know, give folks a 5% discount on your show, and it's fine. I'm not getting paid for it. I just get paid for doing my day job. That's all. This is just something they gave me to do, but it's just, you know, that's my day job. Buy Two-Way Radios. Anyway, so National Preparathon Day, it's April 30th. It reminds us that crises happen suddenly. Being prepared needs to happen now and not later. You know, if you've been watching the show for any length of time, you know that I'm always saying this, that you really want to, you don't want to wait till you have an emergency to prepare for the emergency because then it's too late. You know, the old joke about the guy saying that he can't repair his roof because it's leaking, you know, it's leaking, but it's raining outside, so he can't go outside and repair it. But on a nice sunny day, he can't go out and repair it because it's not leaking then. You know, you want to be prepared. You know, the time to be prepared is when nothing's going on, when everything is fine, it's hunky-dory, the sun is shining, everything is good. That's the time you want to be preparing, because when bad weather strikes, and it will inevitably, if you don't have anything ready for that sort of event, then you're going to be caught off guard, and you're going to have issues. And disasters happen anytime, anywhere. Now, different disasters happen in different places, you know, sometimes. Earthquakes in California. Hurricanes in Florida and pretty much up the East Coast now. Droughts. Fires. On the West Coast, and they've had a lot of issues with fires. I think they got one raging now somewhere else, don't they? Or they had one a few weeks ago. Can't remember where it was, in the Midwest somewhere. Flooding in various places. We've had flooding here in North Carolina, serious flooding issues. You just never know when the next disaster is going to occur. Well, we had tornadoes, not here, but there were tornadoes across, when I say we, across the country, you know, in various places across the country during the last month when a lot of those serious storms came through. And they were pretty bad. So you just want to be prepared. National Preparathon Day. I think this is a great idea. So reading from nationaldaycalendar.com again, natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, or wildfires require us to make decisions with little or no warning. Do you have an emergency plan in place with your family in the event of an emergency situation? Preparathon Day offers tools and resources for communities. Preparathon Day offers tools and resources for communities and citizens that help them to prepare their businesses, families, and schools in the event of a disaster. Large or small, it takes members of the community to get involved to help keep a crisis from turning into a tragedy. While our emergency resources supply one arm of the response team, many others step forward. Some help with the supply chain while others coordinate medical personnel. Communication is also vital to a successful plan. When everyone has a blueprint, our plans run more smoothly. This is from nationaldaycalendar.com. So today is National Preparedness Day. Preparathon Day, excuse me. National Preparathon Day. Be prepared. Here's the National Preparathon Day. I'll drink to that. No, it's a, as someone who's been trained as a Skywarn spotter and also as a ham radio operator, you know, we've been trained to try to be prepared for these events. So that's important. Can't stress that enough. Be prepared. Okay, so national days. Oh, there's one more national day I forgot. There's one more national day. Is everybody ready for this national day? Here's a fun national day I forgot about. Who grew up on cartoons? Particularly Warner Brothers cartoons. Did you know that today is National Bugs Bunny Day? No kidding. I love Bugs. I love Bugs Bunny. I like Elmer Fudd. Huh? Yeah. I'm looking for a wabbit. Yeah. I love Warner Brothers cartoons. Grew up on them, as many of us did. National Bugs Bunny Day. Here's to that wasky wabbit. Here's to National Bugs Bunny Day. I will drink to that. National Bugs Bunny Day. Now, I like Mickey Mouse too. But Bugs was something else. Now, here's the thing about Bugs Bunny. Some people think, well, Bugs Bunny, he was always doing these crazy things. He was always picking fights with people and that sort of thing. No, that's not the case. Bugs Bunny, yes, he did engage in various antics and pulled stunts on other characters and people, but he did it mostly out of a self-preservation thing. They were going after him first. He didn't start the fight. He would not pick the fight. Here's the thing about Bugs. He was generally just he was a wisecracking bunny, to be sure. But he pretty much minded his own business until somebody else started something with him. Then it was like, okay, here you go. You picked a fight with me. Don't pick a fight with me because I'm coming after you. That was Bugs Bunny. Elmer Fudd, always after him, you know. He basically, Elmer started it, and Bugs would finish it. Bugs would just make sure he finished it. But Bugs generally didn't start the fight. He basically was just minding his own business. Somebody's bugging him, and so he retaliates. That was Bugs. Now, not like Woody Woodpecker. I never cared much for Woody Woodpecker, and that was because Woody was just to me, he was just annoying, and he would start stuff, you know. But Bugs wasn't like that. Here's to National Bugs Bunny Day. I will drink to that. Bugs Bunny, Foghorn Leghorn, Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck. All classic stuff. Yeah, Amy says, "What's up, Doc?" Yeah, I never could do a really good Bugs. I'm always a big fan of Mel Blanc. Mel Blanc was always one of my childhood heroes, so to speak. Really. And Mel Blanc, a master of 1,000 voices, literally 1,000 voices. Really, really. And as I understand, was a pretty cool guy. Actually, pretty cool guy in real life. Didn't know him personally, but all I've heard about him were all really good things. People, everybody just loved him. He was just understood a really, really cool guy all around. Okay, anyway, so I guess that does it for the National Days. Once again, this is what we've been drinking tonight, the Nat Valley Naturally Fermented Pinotage, the 2021 from South Africa. I really am liking this wine. And as you know, you really can't tell that much about a wine until you get down into the bottle, and that's what we're getting down into the bottle. This is a very easy drinking wine. I'll have the final review in a very short order. But once again, let's get back to the itinerary here. A couple of things. We're going to tell some dad jokes. And it is an open chat. So get in the chat and tell me what's up with you. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can get it and drink it too. I'm looking at the wrong camera again. That's the habit I have. There we go. All right, let's open up. We're going to do some dad jokes. Everybody up for some dad jokes? Let's tell some dad jokes. Starting with, I think we already told one for April 30th, didn't we? Yes, we did. Let's start with May. May, two kids are easier than one because they play together. When you have one, you have to be the show. When you've got two, you're just an usher. That's a quote from Chris Rock. Never heard that one. It's a quote. That's not one of the jokes. I'm just quoting stuff out of the book. Okay, I'm reading this from A Daily Dose of Dad Jokes, 365 Truly Terrible Wisecracks. This is by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. You've been warned, it says there. Okay, and this is the book that Amy won that is on your way, its way to you, Amy, on your way to it. It's on its way to you. should be there shortly. And Ed won one previous week, and we've given away, I think we've given away about three of these so far. Who won the last one before Ed? I'm trying to remember now. But we can give away some more. You put in your good dad jokes, your bad dad jokes, the best or the worst. If I like it, I may consider sending you a dad joke book. Okay, in the meantime, and I lost my place here. Let's read a few of these dad jokes from this dad joke book. May 1st, I crashed my bread truck and it started a fire. Now it's toast. Yep. May 2nd, what do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. No idea. Get it? Yeah, okay. Very, very yes. Take a second. May 3rd. One scientist pointed to a cloning machine and said, "I don't understand how this thing works." The other scientist said, "That makes two of us." Oh, boy. That was actually pretty good. I like that one. May 4th. A farmer told me that he had a hen who would count her eggs every day. She was a mathema-chicken. Oh, my goodness. I like this one. I like this one. That's a clever one. I like that one. A mathema-chicken. Because it counts her eggs every day. I like that one. I got to remember that one. Probably won't, but... You know, it's funny. I only remember the really, really bad ones. I never really... remember the goods. It does say truly terrible wisecracks, but I kind of like this joke. Mathema chicken. That's cute. I like that one. May 5th. I drank a bottle of food coloring yesterday. I died a little inside. D-Y-E-D. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. May 6th. Why don't ants get sick? They have all the right antibodies. Antibodies, getting it, get it. Okay, this is one that's really, everybody's heard this one. May 7th. When is a door not a door? When it's a jar? Ah, ha, ha. I mean, I don't think anybody's laughing at that one. May 8th. Always borrow money from a pessimist. They won't expect it back. I like that one. That's good. All right, May 9th. Every year, Godzilla looks forward to Mothra's Day. Okay, I like that one. Mothra's Day. If you don't get it, you've got to... Then you're not a sci-fi Godzilla fan. Mothra, Godzilla, Mothra... The giant moth. Okay, never mind. I'll read one more. May 10th. I've heard this one before. May 10th. What do you call someone who pretends to be Swedish? An artificial Swedener. I don't know. Maybe, I'll do two more here. May 11th. I helped my dad install a new window in his living room. It was such a pain. That doesn't deserve anything. May 12th. The fact that our planet fully rotates in 24 hours really makes my day. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow.
Hole in one. That was a truly bad joke. They all are, right? Most of them. I like the one about, I better flag that one. That one's pretty cool. I like that one. Okay, well, I guess it does it for the dad jokes this week. And, you know, send in your best, your worst dad jokes, your best and worst dad jokes. Put them in there. And Ed is in the chat, my good friend Ed. Ed is listening in the way home. Ed's listening in the way home. It might be better if you listen on the way home, but that's good. I'm glad you're listening. It doesn't matter if you're listening in or on the way home. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad you're here. It's great. It's great that you're here, Ed. Appreciate it. Okay, Dan has one. Dan has a dad joke. What's a duck's favorite snack? What's a duck's favorite snack? Cheese and quackers. I like that one. That's a good one. Very good, Dan. Thank you. Now, I don't know about the rules here. See, I'm sent now that you two are married, I sent Amy a dad joke book. Does that disqualify for you from a dad joke book, too? I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. Let's find out what Amy says about this. Ed says, on. And Ed, you're on. Kidding. I'm just having some fun with you, Ed. Don't worry about it. I'm glad you're listening. I'm having some fun with you. That's good. I'm just glad you're here. But with that, it's getting close to closing time. I'm going to have a last call here, and I'm going to give you a final review on this wine. By the way, a couple of things I was going to mention here. My son is graduating next week. We're hoping to have a wine stream next week, but if perchance it doesn't happen, that's probably why. But hopefully we will have the wine stream on schedule on time next Saturday night, and maybe with a couple of surprises for everybody. A couple of surprises. I think you'll enjoy those if we have it on time. But my son Tommy is graduating this coming week. And we're all pretty excited about it. We're all really excited for him. He, I have to say, he's more excited than anyone else because he's done with school. You know, he'll be done with school. He's more excited than anybody. But I want to say congratulations to Tommy. But I'll reserve that for after he graduates. He'll have a few days to go here. But really excited about that. Another thing, too, is that I don't know if I should bring this up now or not. I was wanting to bring up a rant tonight, but I'm not in the mood for ranting. I really am not in the mood for ranting. It's such a good... We've had a wedding here. We've had dad jokes. We've had a great wine. No rants tonight, please. No rants. Let's keep this mood up. Let's keep it going. Man, I'm in the mood. I'm liking everything we're doing here tonight. This is great. But I really appreciate you being here with me tonight. So here's the final review. This is the wine that we were drinking. It's called Nat Valley. Naturally fermented Pinotage, 12.5% alcohol by volume, ABV. And it's really a good wine, and I'm really not tasting the alcohol, which I don't like to taste the alcohol in the wine, because I like to taste the wine for what it is, for all the nuances and the flavors that are in the wine. And that's what I'm getting from this wine. Tasting plum, and the plum's going out a little bit stronger now. It's really good. Some spice in this wine. I still haven't identified what the spice is. I want to say maybe a hint of clove, but you know what, though? It tastes a little bit like cheese a little bit. Maybe that's just me because we had some cheese. I did clear the palate, but it does taste a little, I don't know, a little cheesy. But it's a very interesting wine. I'm really liking this wine. It's very easy drinking. It goes down smooth, little sweet on the tongue at the very beginning, and then that's gone. And it's really a dry wine. There's some tannin in the wine, but it's not a whole lot. And it's gone pretty much. It went well with everything we tried it with. It went well with the steak. This was the porterhouse. And it went well with the unexpected cheddar with Parm, which was really not unexpected. I kind of expected it to be okay, but I really liked it. And, of course, with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Now, we did not try it with these grapes. Now, why not? Grapes and wine, why not? They go together, right? I mean, The wine is made of grapes. We'll try it with that and with the dessert item there real quick. This, you know, very interesting about this grape, it is kind of a specialty grape. And they make a few of these specialty grapes, and we've had several of them in the past. They make one that's cotton candy. Tastes like cotton candy. It really does. It tastes like cotton candy. There's another one that tastes like it tastes like some other candy, like Skittles or something. It's pretty good. And then there's this. This tastes supposedly like candy hearts. You know the candy hearts on Valentine's Day? And it does. It tastes like candy hearts. The other one I was trying to think of was gumdrop. Tastes like gumdrops. This tastes like candy hearts. Mm. This is really tasty. Wow, I got to try that again. That's an interesting mix. It does. This grape tastes like candy hearts. And I should know because I've eaten a lot of candy hearts. Mmm, it's good. Wow. That's a very... I could eat a bunch of these grapes and drink this wine. It's... oh, boy, I could get in trouble with that real quick. Oof. All right, well, let's clear the palate just a little bit. Let's try it with the strawberry, chocolate-covered strawberry. And Amy says, good vibes, Rick. You can rant next time. You know, I don't like to rant that much, really. Sometimes I've had a few rants in the past, but I agree with you. Rant next time. Not tonight. Okay, so back to camera three, there is this that my lovely wife, Chi, has prepared. This is a chocolate-dipped strawberry. Strawberry dipped in chocolate. Fresh strawberry. So we're going to try this. I'm pretty sure this is going to be good. Mmm. Mmm. This is a juicy strawberry, too. Mmm. Wow. I know what I'll be eating after this show is over. So much for my diet. Oh, wow. This is good. Mm. I like that. Yeah. Wow. Pretty good. Nice and juicy strawberry and this juicy wine and the chocolate. Wow, pretty good. Good stuff. All right. Try this. Yeah, it's definitely worth it. This is it right here. I really like this wine. Now, I can't guarantee you will. Everyone's palate's different. And I'm not a sommelier, and I don't play one on TV. I'm just an everyman that likes to drink wine. Okay? That's what this is all about. Because that's who 99.9% of wine drinkers are. They're just generally just regular people who like to drink wine. And even among the sommeliers, their palates are different. Some of them will disagree with others on what wine is best, okay? It's we can have that discussion another time. But I like this wine. I like Pinotage, too. If you've never tried a Pinotage and you would like to try something different, if you want to try a different kind of wine that you've never had before, you're in for a treat. Pinotage wines are really good, and there are some that are better than others. Now, we've had, see that one right there, where is it? I think it's back there somewhere. It's one called Man, M-A-N. There it is. That is a really good wine. I really enjoy that wine. We reviewed it on the show a couple of years ago and in season two, I think. And I really like that wine. We've had several Pinotage wines, and they were all really, really good. This one, I think, I like this best of all, I think. I think I like it better than the man, the M-A-N wine there. This gnat, the short words like man and gnat. But I really enjoy this wine, and I highly recommend it. And once again, I purchased it from a place called Winefeed, thewinefeed.com. They ship to some states, not all, but some. And now I talked to Kara there. That's who I met the first night. And then I said, you know, I'll be back. Now, I didn't purchase any of that night the first time I went. I went there twice. When I saw the store, this was in Raleigh, North Carolina, downtown Raleigh. When I was doing the bar hopping and everything, you're checking the different beer places and the wine places. And I said, are you the proprietor? She said, no, the owner will be in tomorrow. And I said, okay, well, I'll come back tomorrow then. So I came back the next day and purchased several wines. Several of them, this is one of them, and there are two others down here. Well, one's here and one is down below it that we're going to review as well in May, unless something else comes along. Maybe I'll find a Greek wine. Anyway, so I went back the next day. She and I went back the next day, and we talked to we met the owner and talked to him. That's Philip Zucchino, and a nice Italian name, huh? Seems like a nice Italian name, Zucchino. Anyway, we talked to Philip. Pretty nice guy, and he knows his wines too. And we had a really pleasant discussion there at the wine feed. And I recommend that place. Now, it's not the cheapest place to go for wine, but it's not the most expensive. And it's actually a nice little, it's a nice clean wine store, and they know their stuff, and they have wine tastings there. And I tell you what, I really like it. I want to go back and visit them again, buy some more wine from them. But I recommend it. This is the Wine Feed. They have two locations. They have a location in Raleigh, and I can tell you because I'm up on the site here. The let's see if I can find it again. Okay, Wine Feed. They have the Raleigh store is at 602 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the store we went to. They have a store in Durham as well, which is on Roxborough Street in Durham, North Carolina. I haven't been to that one, but the one on Glenwood, and we were staying at the hotel near there, and right on the row were all of the beer and the wine places are. And it was really, oh, man, I had such a great time. I could tell you more about it. Maybe I could tell you more about it next week because it's getting late right now. But it was such a great time. Yeah, and the people there were so nice. Philip was nice. Kara was nice. All the people there were great. And I want to give a shout out. I want to give a toast to them as well, to Philip, Kara, to everybody working at the Wine Feed store. Thank you for taking care of us. Appreciate it. Here's to you. And I would definitely go back and visit again. Definitely. And next time I'm in Raleigh, like to make a point to go see them, the Wine Feed. It's a really cool place. So that's what I have, and this is the wine. I highly recommend this wine, Nat. It's from South Africa. Pinotage grapes, their own grape. Good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. So let's check the chats one more time. Real Kitty likes anniversaries more. Anniversaries are more like than holidays. And let's check everywhere else here one more time. Last check. It is quiet on YouTube. Anything, any tweets going on? Oh, Wine Folly posted something. I'm not going to go into that right now. But Amy, Dan, and Chi, everyone, Ed, thank you for joining me here on the show tonight. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And, you know, the show is really about you more than it's about me. And you really make this show. You guys definitely made it tonight. There is someone I do need to bring out here before the show is over. I'll bring him out now. You know who it is. It's Roadkill Bill. Right, Bill? Okay. You know that Roadkill Bill is Roadkill Bill for a reason. Have you ever heard of the backstory on Roadkill Bill? Maybe I'll tell it sometime. But let's be honest. Roadkill Bill has a message. This is a message. That's a squeaker. All right. Roadkill Bill represents a message, a concept. The concept is about drinking and driving. Now, why do I make such a big point about drinking and driving? My dad was one reason. He'd have a habit of drinking and driving. I'm not going to go into that tonight. I had a friend of mine who was pretty much paralyzed because of a drunk driver. I'm not going to go into the details of that either. And I had a nephew. I lost a nephew. A nephew who we all knew and loved because of a drunk driver. So, and this was a few years back. And I'm not going to go into detail on that, but I have in the past, and it affected us all very deeply. And this is why I place so much emphasis on that, just to be honest. And I'm not trying to really put a damper on the show tonight because it's been such a nice and lighthearted show. But, you know, people are wondering, well, why do you place so much emphasis on the drinking driving thing? And you drink wine. But I make a point that if I'm drinking, I'm not going to be driving anywhere. And, you know, if I go out to eat or something, if we're on a vacation, when I would go out to eat somewhere and I'm going to be driving afterward, I generally don't drink. And, you know, I say, you know, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm driving. Because the safety and the welfare of my family, myself and my family, are more important than just having, you know, a little fun with wine and meal or whatever. And, you know, one thing I do is one of the reasons why when we're going to Podfest, we're going to be having some after Podfest parties and things like that. And I made a point, even though it cost me more, I made a point to book our hotel at the hotel where we're having Podfest. And the reason for that is so that if we're having any of those after parties or anything like that, I'm not driving anywhere. I'm going to just walk up to my hotel room and, you know, go to sleep. That's it. No driving involved. That was the point of it. Now, yeah, it does cost more, but I feel that it's worth it for the experience to say, well, you know, I want to participate in some of these events. I think it's important that I do this responsibly. So I'm trying to think ahead here. And I'm not trying to make it like I'm some kind of a saint here or anything like that, because I'm not. I'm definitely not a saint or anything like that. But what I'm trying to say is that some of my life experiences have shaped me in a way that I this is the result of that. It's like I'm really, really attuned, very, very sensitive to that sort of thing. Hence Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill, while not being a real person, a real entity, it's a metaphor. He's a metaphor. He's a representation of what I believe in. And Roadkill Bill, in his own inimitable way, is saying, metaphorically, do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, whatever it is. Wherever it is, if you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. Otherwise, just stay put. Just stay where you are. Let that pass. because it's not worth it. You're not only putting your own life in danger, you're putting the lives of others in danger around you. Beloved family members, friends, think about them, please. It's very, very important. And also, I want to add to that, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Yeah, I tell you, I've had enough, haven't I, Bill? Yeah. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to walk a few steps and go to bed in my own home studio. That's why I can do this. But look, don't text and drive either, because I've seen too much of that going on. And that's just that's still distracted driving, and that's just as dangerous in a different way, but it's just as dangerous as drinking and driving. And I've seen close calls with that. I'm on the highway. I've seen people who are on their cell phones, and it's just, I can't tell you how scary that is. Being around somebody who's doing that, you know, in the next lane or whatever, being front or behind them, I just want to get as far away from them as possible. I don't want to be anywhere near those people that are doing that. It's just it's freaky, especially the way some of them behave on the road while they're texting and driving. So please don't do that. But see, here's the thing, though. I know you're watching me. Right now, I know you don't engage in any of that sort of thing. I know, because you're smarter than that. I know you're smarter than that. So you're not going to do that. I pick my friends carefully and wisely. I know you're not going to do that. To the floor with you, Bill. Look, because I want you to have a great week. I really do. And Amy and Dan, congratulations to your wedding. I want you to have a great rest of your lives together with many, many good times. A great life ahead of you. I want all of you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.